The Australian share market was up as much as a fifth of a percent in the early part of the session after receiving a positive lead from Wall Street last night, which actually improved for a fourth day and is getting closer to record highs hit in September last year. The Aussie market, though, has faded from those levels and is now back in negative territory for the sixth time in 8 days. So as we approach lunch, we've got the ASX 200 down slightly by around a tenth of 1%. So since Christmas, the market has generally done very well, lifting about 14%. I think a couple of weeks ago, the market's starting to feel a little uncomfortable that we're getting closer to decade highs and has basically faded since then. Now, most sectors are under pressure at the moment, but mining stocks are managing to make a bit of a difference, taking away some of those losses with BHP and Rio lifting quite strongly. That's because of a 1% lift in the oil price, but also a 2% lift in the iron ore price in overnight trade. Outside of that space, we've got the banks under pressure. The only exception there is Westpac, which is lifting modestly by about a half a percent. It actually announced a restructure of its financial advice business and also announced some executive changes as well. In the technology space, WiseTech is making headlines because it's entered a trading halt. It's looking to raise around $250 million from investors to help pay for its expansion projects overseas moving forward. Caltex is an underperformer in the energy sector. It's down about 3%, while most stocks there are actually doing okay. It released a quarterly update on fuel margins and has basically said that fuel margins have worsened over the past 3 months because of a lift in the raw materials. So basically, crude oil prices have been rising at a very rapid pace as far as prices go. TPG Telecom is not doing too much, but it's released an underwhelming set of profit numbers for the first half. Profits have actually dropped 76% to around $46 million. That's partly on its decision to walk away from the rollout of its mobile phone network. So that is costing the company more than $200 million in write-downs. It is currently still awaiting for the ACCC to give the okay to proceed with its merger with Vodafone. The Aussie dollar finally is stronger today at 71 US cents.